holy letters in volume 4. This is letter number 1092, and this is dated Baruch Hashem Ches Tammuz. This is the 8th day of Tammuz, Tosh Nidal, Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, at the time I received your letter that you responded to my letter, and I saw your interest. I'm also attaching the booklet for Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz that has just been published with the general letter that belongs to it. As far as that you write in your letter that you are from those, you use a paraphrase, he says you are from those pigeons who had sort of strayed away from their nest, you know, there sort of, in other words, that he's strayed away, he's no longer. The Rebbe says, I wanted to make a point, this is just in a Derech Hatzachos, in a light way. There's a rule in the Torah, Ein Baal Lechayim Nidochim, and Ein Dichu Yetzel Mitzvahs. Both of them, they talk about livestock. You know, you cannot, well, they're alive. There's various halachas that when something is no longer fit for the Mizbeach, if it's pushed away, it's always pushed away. And by mitzvahs, but the better everyone wants to say that when we talk about, in this case, when we talk about livestock or when we talk about Torah, there's no such a thing as pushed away. So nobody is really strayed away. There's no thing as straying away. Especially when we talk about spiritual matters, nothing can stand in the way of your desire. If that's what you want, you will be able to achieve that. The Rebbe brings down, this is a... there's a little bit of a Talmudic, intricate discussion here, because he wanted to point to the Rebbe that the fact that we see that there's an obligation for a person to defile himself for a meis mitzvah, so that must mean that burial is from the Torah, because otherwise, because there's a mitzvah for him, the Torah says that he has to defile himself. But he says in the Rebbe's sense of references, but he says in Rashi, in Brachas, it says that it is because of the honor. It's not because that the kvura is a mitzvah, but it's a disrespectful for a body to just be laying around like that. And it's compared in the Gemara. There's somebody who would remove his shirt in the marketplace. Over there, it's not. There's an issue like if you wear tzitzis and find out that it's puzzle, so you have to remove your shirt. So we say that the honor of people will push away, so you don't have to do that. So we see that it may be that according to that, that it's just a matter, the honor of people is also, but it doesn't have to mean that it's a mitzvah to do that, but just the disrespect is something which we shouldn't allow. But the Rebbe says there are those, however, that hold that mitzvah of kvura is not mina Torah, which is the Rasag, Ser Mitzvah, Radvaz, and according to the Bahag, it's part of Alach Tebidrochav. Yireim, the Rebbe brings down different. Rambam says Midivreim, it's included in Vahat Lerech Kamoicha, that you have to love your fellows thyself, so you have to bury somebody also as well. That would contradict, there's also a contradiction in the, it seems like, to what he wrote elsewhere. The Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe references, says that it seems like it's Minat Torah. He writes that it's Minat Torah. He also brings down to the question the Shul Shagas Arya, and the interpretation of on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rasag from Perlo, it's the name of the Sefer, it's the Chemet, various different sources. So whether burial directly is a Torah mitzvah or not is a discussion again in the Rishonim. The Alter Rebbe brings down holds that it's from the Torah.